Blog Talk Radio.
Help you when you're old. She's got the cushion for the pushing of her love so cheap. When she's talking to me, I know she's looking at you. She says there is no other, no need to question why. She's always on the phone talking to another guy.
Play some audio now. We are reprogramming the episode from last night. Please.
But those are maintained. Will you commit to providing Mr. Mueller with the resources, funds, and time needed to complete this investigation?
Yes.
Will you commit to ensuring that Special Counsel Mueller is not terminated without good cause consistent with department regulations?
Absolutely.
If Special Counsel Mueller makes any requests, for instance, about the scope of his investigation or resources for his investigation, will you commit to notifying Congress if you deny that request?
I think the regulations require notification in Congress if there's a disagreement.
Thank you. And I have two questions from the Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Will you commit to making any report Mueller produces at the conclusion of his investigation available to Congress and to the public?
As I said in my statement, I am going to make as much information available as I can, consistent with the rules and regulations that are part of the special counsel regulations.
Will you commit to making any report on the obstruction of justice public?
That's the same answer.
Thank you.
This is Jane Hoffman. We are recalibrating the show from the other night. William Barr has served as Attorney General under another president, George Herbert Walker Bush, and he has a background. He also, in 1992, he said only 14 miles of the American border near San Diego were at risk for immigration threats. Please listen to this episode. It contains all the relevant information you need to know. I'm going to load the audio now.
So, can you hear me better now, William Barr? Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you better.
Okay, so William Barr was an attorney general under Bush in the 90s. He promoted strict crime regulation, increased incarceration, and kind of like the punitive end, like the stricter the law, it's going to be a deterrent for people to commit crime. If the laws are strict, people won't. Okay, my phone's echoing, but and he also believes that Christian values have been. I'm going to put myself on speak. He also believes that Christian values have been reduced to the legal system because the Christian voice has been diminished with the increasing of abortion, gay rights, and other stuff. So he considers Judeo-Christian the backbone for American law, kind of like Clarence Thomas did with Old Testament statutes. And he believes that it's been diminished. Can you guys hear me okay?
I think it's better from California. This is John in L.A.
Yeah, I'm going to have you guys talk in 2 minutes, okay? Go ahead and talk to somebody.
I think Albert's coming through clear. What do you think, Albert? So, Natalie was saying that's basically kind of a bias and that he shouldn't have anything to do with the case. It was Jeff Sessions, who was involved with the Trump campaign, refused himself so other people could run it. What's your opinion?
John, I have to make a comment. I called in on the land phone. We have Mike on the line and Don, Albert, and me, and you. So go ahead, Don, or Singapore.
Okay, yes. Thank you very much, everyone. I miss you guys. Monday, my time, Sunday of your time, with 1 second. But anyway, if everybody go to Amazon.com, whether from Canada or Singapore or anywhere in the world, go to their Amazon.com. And
the Mueller investigation. I'm handing the floor back over to John.
Well, thank you, Jay. Well, I think Don was also on the phone. And Don, do you have any thoughts about this, about Barney who's accusing himself and how we should proceed with the – I think they're moving for collusion.
Oh no, I don't. Hey everybody, I don't have a Barr is simply Whitaker session 3.5. These guys are nothing going down around with these guys, and if you really want to get to the top, just get to the top, put all your evidence in the election happen, and then come off the light. But bottom line is that all this crap is only a time delay play, and Barr is just the next sucker up. Recusing himself will just be the same old thing. We've been there before, and Sessions, he took a lot of time. He ate up a lot of time. It was a good play. And now we're going to be looking at seeing how far he goes. Yes, his ideology is just straight up racist and homophobic. Him writing addressing a Catholic conference that is full of incredible for him to espouse what apparently he did. I didn't read the article or have heard anything about that, but that is antithetical to the
He proposed legislation that nobody with HIV or AIDS could come into our country for help or research. So he was anti-anything related.
Right. For him to talk to a general Catholic mass, whatever convention, saying what I'm saying, I'm supposed to have a few. The whole concept is skewed. As I said, I have a son who I would not let be an altar because we all knew back in the 60s, back in the 80s, that these guys were all,
Okay, Don. John, I have a question for you. And Mike, you can talk to John, so what is your opinion of letting people with HIV and AIDS from places like Haiti into the country?
Oh, God.
Barr proposed. Wait, just shut up, Don. It's my damn show. Patients with HIV and AIDS were put at Guantanamo Island as a holding tank, and they weren't allowed in our country, and that was Barr's doing.
Well, you know, you could have another Bard. That's a good name, Bard. Everyone, but it only allows people with HIV into the country. So we try to get as many people with HIV into the country. That could make America, gay again, possibly.
It could reduce the population.
Yes, and I'm sure you remember, Jane, other shows I did talk about 4 or 5 6 months ago, I said they want everybody to be either lesbian or gay. You remember that show? You can listen to that again. And exactly, I think that's eugenics and are going to create it because, you know, men and women cannot get along together so much financially or emotionally or psychologically, etc. So
and
then, what would be?
And is on the line. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Ben?
Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben. Yes, I can.
Yeah, reception is better, so I'm going to let you run the show, okay? Everybody give each other equal time to talk, okay?
Okay. Good to have you, Ben. That's your batter's box, Ben. Take a swing.
Well, I really just came in, so all I know that you're talking about is homosexuality.
Right.
And also,
Jane was commenting on the competence of William Barr to be acting Attorney General, given his past record in the 90s. He was vocal about very conservative values and about basically angling against gay rights, HIV, and really kind of trying to promote a Judeo-Christian type of America. And it's interesting, you know, that one question is, should he basically recuse himself and not be involved if he had a pro-Trump, kind of anti-Clinton or anti-investigation view regarding the scope of the search for the truth. One thought is that they are searching now for crimes. They're not investigating. They're searching for a person that has crimes. They don't have a crime. But they're looking through everything in Donald Trump. I think 81 people got sued. More than half of them have already given their comments to Mueller's extensive investigation. An interesting comment, too. Stroke and Page, who led the original investigation.
John.
Yes.
Yes, and we all know that the stroke, but the thing is that he has had right now 1,162 crimes that he will be investigated on.
To follow up to that, the people who were leading the original investigation, Strzok and Page, said we literally have nothing on Russian collusion. Stroke said there's no there there, and basically they couldn't answer any question regarding it. Now, it's interesting, Comey did a memo, and he stated that Trump told him, please investigate any satellite. McCabe said there was no effort to impede our investigation. This is when Comey was fired. Baker again voiced the same thing. Now, basically, they're coming to the point of no Russian collusion. So are we to keep the question is, are we to investigate until we find crimes on Trump that are not related to collusion?
Yes, that is the point. I think this, you can clearly call this investigation gate because the investigations aren't going to stop, and this is this is the point, to obstruct via investigation. And usually the system works is there's a crime committed and the crime is investigated. Here, to investigate and creating crimes hasn't worked. So they're just going to keep on investigating until there's a crime committed and then prosecute them.
Well, interesting. Now, here's the question. The people investigating, such as Schiff, Cummings, so forth, the Democratic House basically is anti-Trump. They stated it very clearly. They want to impeach. They want to get rid of him. So
no,
the question is, if
no, John, you're wrong again. John, you're wrong again. They are being very careful about impeachment and anything that comes, that even that word. Like I said earlier.
No, John's actually not wrong on that. Even if you look at the private text messages, the ones that were leading the investigation were having private text messages about certain avenues that they could take to prevent him from being president or to get him out of the presidency.
Now, that might be a Republican ploy for those that are in the other, they're going to let him hang, and they're going to let him swing. And this is going to be a referendum in 2020, and we'll just have to wait these next year and then 3 quarters out.
Well, Adam Schiff met with Chris Simpson at Fusion GPS a couple of years ago. FBI got a letter from Perkins Coie and to James Baker, and they said, we need to talk about this investigation. And Baker said, we'll get back to you. And a couple of days later, he met with them. Now, here's a question. If they're questioning William Barr for writing an opinion piece 2 years ago, and they want him to
Why are we wrong with people to investigate who have the same bias?
What was that question?
There's political bias here. Comey and Mueller happen to be best buddies, and this was a backup plan.
All I know is delay. Both sides are going to wait for the election. This is all about the destruction as much as they can, the meltdown of the Republican Party. And nobody in the Democratic Party wants to ruffle the feathers of potential turnout, if you will, from the Republicans to the Democrats. They're going to want the growth of the Democratic vote is the main thing that, and I can tell you that deep in the party, is one of the main things that is going to be talked about or going to be met, going to be worked for in the next 2 years. The main thing is to take those people who are going to change parties from here until 2020.
Well, here's the question for Ben and Don and Albert and Mike from Singapore. Do we really care about jobs? Are jobs really important for national security, economy, or international defense? Or do you think the most important thing is investigations? Now, we have the strongest job market, the economy, everything's going great. Do we really need to think about that? Should we all just think about investigations and about the new Green Deal, which all Democrats are in favor of? Don't we need the Green Deal? Like, John, could you explain maybe the Green Deal, the key components, and what will happen under the Green Deal?
We have two different countries running right now.
The Green Deal is the complete, it's like I've been talking about, going back into the 50s. We need to get rid of the dependence on oil, even though we're now, our most job acquisitions are in the oil and drilling industry. We're now pretty much oil independent. So
you're joking, Don. You're joking, right?
We have oil independence as we speak. We have a zero, almost a zero need for oil.
We have the capability of being oil independent and stuff on here. Yes, can I say something, please? My friends, first of all, Don is absolutely right. Alaska is full of oil.
Always.
I mean, we have Texas, you go, New Mexico, you go, you see oil pumps keep going up and down. So what the hell is that then? If you are not using that, then what we are doing is storing it when Saudi Arabia and other countries go out of oil, and then we sell it every gallon, every barrel of oil for $1,000.
And the problems are that we don't care about the reason, we don't really care about oil right now, and that's what is very evident in us not doing anything to Iraq, Iran, Syria, Qatar, even. We don't give a damn about Venezuela because we know that oil, all those oil countries, producing countries, except for Russia, are sending all their oil to Asia and Europe. We are not producing, we're not buying any of that oil. That's why we don't have enough space like that with the land.
What do you mean we don't give a damn about Venezuela? We're damn near going to start World War III because
we don't give a damn about that. Venezuela's oil is being sold to India and Pakistan and a lot of those other countries in Asia. That's where the oil is. So we don't have a concern about Venezuela because their oil is the only thing we care about. If those people die,
I don't see what you're saying, though, Don. Obviously, we do have a concern about Venezuela, and unless you haven't been paying attention about the military, we've been.
In the paper, we may look. We care about Venezuela and Iran and other countries, and we want them to have democracy. That's bullshit lies. Go ahead.
Why do you think we would risk our country by opposing Russia, China, Iran on who they support and who we support?
It's because Russia is on its own. Russia's self-sufficient with oil. They just sell theirs just because they have extra. But until the Ukraine and Crimea. They're some of the biggest natural gas producers. That's another. I'm not talking about natural gas right now. I'm talking about crude. But the Venezuelans don't have a market in the U.S. So whatever happens, that's why we haven't. Well, that's why we haven't gone in
yet.
If we were going to do
everything
we said last week.
Yes, allow me to talk to you, please, for a few minutes, my friend. Everything you see is the distraction. I mean, we see India and Pakistan war, etc. It's all distraction. For we don't see the problems facing our nation today. Today is police brutality. I mean, we have we have a lot of critics. You know, 465 stores from JCPenney to Foot Locker and etc. As you know, they're closed already. So what is going on? They don't want us to aware what are the problems today. And you say the economy is so beautiful. It's not so beautiful. After they got the first tax credits and etc., we got 5,000 layoffs in Detroit area, and then followed by 460 penny foot like here and a few others that you are aware of it. So is this economy better? That's it's like a fake and economy getting better. Go ahead, please.
The reason why the Democrat Party needs investigations to continue. The Democrat Party is eating itself. There are people in there that are hardcore socialists that are going to destroy business as we know it. And you like to say that we need to get off of oil, and then you're talking about businesses closing. How do you think the products get here? Ships take oil.
Well, also the United States are consuming.
Well, I know. By the way, 81% of all energy.
So you're talking about they're very, very socialist. The Democrats and Republicans are not too far apart from each other. But I want to put it this way, right? Because the capitalist countries, companies are supposed to sell as much as they can so they have planned obsolescence. You know, the computers break like a year or so after you buy a computer, after you buy a TV, it's going to break very soon. It's the same with the car, and it's the same with the oil companies. Oil, they want to keep on selling it to you, and then they want you to keep on needing it so they can keep on selling to you. So they're going to keep on digging it out. They're going to be doing all this way, you know, with oil when they could be done more better, you know, as a renewable energy. They're not investing in renewable energy because there's more profit in that. There's more profit in oil. And that's why they're using the oil so much. I mean, if it wasn't so capitalistic and it was more socialistic and not based on profit, you know, there wouldn't be any plant obsolescence like there is in oil.
So what you're saying, socialism eliminates greed and it goes to need. Well, now here's a question. If the basis of capitalism is to find a need and supply it, and if
I'm going to use the socialism that you know, that you've been taught that, oh yeah, China socialism is terrible, but that's all it's communism. There's a difference between communism and socialism, and a lot of people get that confused. But let me put it this way. I'm not talking about that socialism is better than capitalism, communism is better, and fascism is good. No, all those are terrible. There's better ways that have never been tried before. And then the big elite, the powerful elite don't want you to know about it and don't want you to use it. You know,
if I supply the need to the public at a better price or a better service to my competition, I will get ahead of my competition. That's the basis of capitalism, right? If I'm selling a junk for $100,
the basis of capitalism is to sell you something that's going to break. That's the basis of capitalism. You keep on buying it over and over again. No, that's...
Let me say about capitalism.
beautifully. And when it does, that money goes to those certain winners, and everybody else is held is in publicity. If it works right, it's working perfectly. But the paupers are getting tired of being stepped on, and that's what's going to force a semi-socialist situation.
But we have a politician. Let me talk to this, everybody. I mean, because if anybody run talk over me, I will not be happy with you guys. I mean, Don, I don't talk over you. Nobody talks over each other. That's rule number one.
Right.
And rule number two, we don't get them.
I'm going to borrow some of the airwaves. If you earn it, then I get to keep it, right?
If you earn it, you get to keep it, but most people don't earn it legally. When you get into a gray area, which the loopholes, I'm fucking laws right now against, have in the bylaw, in the legal language, that has discrimination against women, and discrimination in workplace and blacks in housing. And the ability to buy a home, you have clauses in many of these homes here that say you cannot sell to a black person. That doesn't sound like
what are you talking
fair.
About? What are you talking about? Institutional discrimination?
Right. And it's not a level playing field. That's what I've been saying all the time.
It's a dumb. You stated a fact. So you've seen contracts. I've seen many leases and buying agreements because I bought 10 properties actually, and I rented.
Right.
So in our agreements, have you ever read? It says we cannot sell or rent to black people. You've seen that in writing?
Yeah, well, they don't say it.
And no one's taking that to we cannot sell to black people in writing.
Yeah.
We have that. Can you post that on the blog for us? Could you put that on James' site?
Yep.
Okay, so the problem I see with that is that there's people that go to school for economics, and the thing that they're taught is to find risk. And the same way that a 16-year-old male pays more for insurance than a 16-year-old female for driver's insurance, because the risk is higher, and that's what they've gone to school to figure out. So you're going to get mad at the system that teaches people how to figure out how much risk a bank is going to lend and how much risk they're going to take by lending it.
But the thing is that you've got these banks that have these clauses. You also have insurance companies, pharmacy. Based on how much money you can get. If you take a risk in a war, and you go in with 1,000, and you pillage, plunder, and gain enough power in government, where you can start running the whole place, the base and everything, that's no longer a risk. That's
that has nothing to do with what we were just talking about. Lending. Lending risks is what you're calling institutional discrimination. Lending risk is what they
call it. In the United States of America, and even when we talk, we see the discrimination between us. You don't even let somebody, talk. Go ahead, please. But you don't let me talk.
Right.
Well,
it's not.
You're bullshit.
We let you talk, buddy. But the bottom line
is... Okay, how many times I tried to talk? And then you came in between. Ben was talking. John was talking. Everybody was talking to each other. That's what they're doing the show.
You get my point now? That if you think you deserve some airtime in a socialist system, I will take it from you, and you should be okay with it.
That's a truth.
Hey, John, I think you're running for black people. It's still, it's,
on it so you can check it out.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I like it. I've never seen that in my life. So here's the question going along that stream.
There are things you don't take into account that happen. Everything. This shit happened. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I love you too.
But
you also
good night.